Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, hosted by Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang Equities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Muskan. Hello, everyone. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, I welcome you all to the Ashoka Buildcon Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I request Mr. Satish Parakh, sir, to start with his opening comments, after which we can open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jyoti. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone had a great Diwali festival and all are doing well. On behalf of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us today to discuss our business and financial results for quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2024. On this call, we are joined by our CFO, Mr. Paresh Mehta, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. Let me begin by giving an industry overview. India is experiencing a massive boost in road infrastructure investment, bringing a major shift in connectivity and economic growth. To support rapid growth and improve transport network, the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has launched ambitious road development projects, and these actions aim to cut travel times, improve freight improvements, and build a strong road system for the future of India. Through the National Monetization Plan, NHAI has attracted substantial investment from both local and global sources using creative financing approaches. This includes focusing on toll operating transfer projects and infrastructure investment trusts, which have helped scale up road development efforts like never before. Road investment in India has sped up significantly in recent years. NHAI has awarded 16 TOT bundles, raising about INR 49,000 crore, and has also raised around 25,900 crore through its InvIT under the NMP. A key factor driving this growth is the strong increase in toll revenue, boosted by development like FASTag, regular toll rate adjustments for the inflation, and overall economic growth. Over the past 5 years, total toll collection has grown by 2.6 times, reaching around 65,000 crores in FY24. These measures have supported higher passenger and freight traffic, significantly increasing the revenue for the country. Coming to the company, Ashoka Concessions Limited, subsidiary of the company, has entered into a share purchase agreement with Indian Highways Concessions Trust, inter-alia, for divestment of its 5 subsidiaries. The aggregate enterprise value of the transaction is INR 5,718 crores, subject to adjustment of cash and debt, translating into an equity value of INR 2,539 crores. The company has entered into SPA to acquire 34% of equity of ACL, along with 77,41,250 Class A CCDs and 2 crores Class B CCDs from Macquarie SBI Infrastructure Investment Private Limited and SBI Macquarie Infrastructure Trust for rupees 1,526 crores. The company along with its subsidiary, Viva Highways Limited and ACL, has entered into an agreement with investors for the following transaction, which shall be subject to completion of sale of certain project assets of ACL. The company, and thereby providing an exit to the investors from ACL. Post-acquisition of ACL securities held by investors, ACL would become wholly owned subsidiary of the company with effect from the date of acquisition of ACL securities. Viva Highways Limited, a subsidiary of the company to acquire investments of investors, totaling 7,46,20,000 equity shares, comprising of 26% equity share held in Jaora Nayagaon Toll Road Company at an aggregate consideration of ₹150 crores. Monetization of land. Land owned by Viva Highways Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary under its real estate portfolio situated at Hinjawadi, Pune, has been monetized for a total consideration of 453 crores. Now on the projects front, let me give an update. The company has received completion certificate for its HAM projects, four laning of NH-161 from Kandi to Ramsanpalle in the state of Telangana. From August 2024. The project is executed by Ashoka Kandi Ramsanpalle Road Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the company. The SPV has received a certificate for completion of entire project stretch of 39.98 kilometers. Consequent to this, the SPV will receive annuity for the entire stretch of 39.98 kilometers. The company has received three LOAs from Mumbai Metropolitan Region Development Authority, that is MMRDA, in October 2024, aggregating to 1737.86 crores. Companies also received LOI from CIDCO for EPC project, received for the integrated infrastructure development under NINA project for a value of 1673.24 crores. This is in JV, where the company is the lead member with 51% stake. The company received a letter of acceptance from Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation, that is MSRDCL, in October 2024 for an aggregate value of ₹2,309.99 crores. Company also received LOA for the BMC project of construction of flyover at T junction on Sion Panvel Highway with project value of 1126.58 crores inclusive of GST. Company received a provisional completion certificate from NHI project, where the company has informed that September 15, 2024 as the commercial operations date for a stretch of 39.07 kilometers. As per letter issued by independent engineer for its HAM project of NHI on hybrid annuity mode under Bharatmala Pariyojana, the project is executed by Ashoka Baswantpur Singodi Road Private Limited and wholly owned subsidiary of the company. The SPV has received a provisional completion certificate of 39.07 kilometers out of total stretch of 40.6 kilometers. Upon the declaration of COD, the SPV is eligible for receipt of annuity from NHI for the operation period of 15 years at the interval of every 6 months from September 15, 2024. In addition to this, Ashoka Buildcon Limited is also declared as lowest bidder L1 for MECTCL project on 1st November 2024. It's a domestic project for establishment of 400/220 kV substation EPC work at Nandgaon, Amravati. The project bid price is 312.13 crores, including GST. Coming to the order book status, as on 30th September 2024, our balance order book stands at INR 11,104 crores. This excludes additional orders received from project post September 24, worth rupees 4,320 crores, and also excludes L1 of 265 crores. The total or current order book stands at 15,424 crores. The breakup as on September 30th is roads and railway project comprise around 6,582 crores, which is 59.3% of the total order book. Among the road project order book, HAM projects are to the tune of rupees 844 crores. And EPC road projects are worth 5,185 crores. And railway is around 844 crores. Power T&D accounts to rupees 3,939 crores, which is approximately 35.5% of the total order book. The total EPC building segment is 583 crores, which is 5% of the total order book. To conclude, let me say this again, that our primary focus remains on maintaining a sustainable EPC business in segments comprising of highways, railways, power transmission, distribution and buildings. This is all from my side. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Starting with the standalone numbers for Q2 and H1 FY25, the total income of Q2 FY25 stood at 1,459 INR crores as compared to INR 1,590 crores in Q2 FY24 with a drop of approximately 8%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 160 crores with an EBITDA margin of 11%. Finance cost during the quarter has increased by 18 crores on a Y2Y basis due to increase in long-term borrowings. This is largely on account of increase in working capital cycle of power orders and constitutes interest paid to 100% subsidy, 100% subsidies where the funds have been borrowed from the 100% subsidies. PAT stood at INR 36 crores for the quarter. For H1 25, the total income stood at INR 3,295 crores as compared to INR 3,093 crores, a growth of 7%. EBITDA for the period stood at INR 305 crores, a growth of 14% with EBITDA margins improving by 60 basis points to 9.1%. The reported PBT grew by 4% to INR 121 crores and PAT is INR 77 crores. Our revenue contribution for each segment for Q2 FY25 is as follows. Road EPC and road HAM contributed 49%, power EPC contributed 28%, railway stood at 12%, and other segments like building EPC and others contribute to 11%. Coming to the consolidated results, the total income for Q2 FY25 stood at INR 2,489 crores as compared to 2,154 crores in Q2 FY24, registering a growth of 16%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 945 crores, a growth of 61% Y&Y. PAT grew by 334% Y&Y to INR 463 crores. For H1 FY25, total income stood at 4,954 crores as compared to 4,090 crores as on Q2 FY24. Registering a growth of 21%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 1,573 crores, a growth of 43% year on year. PAT stood at rupees 620 crores, growth of 269%. Total consolidated as on 30th September 2024 stood at INR 6,881 crores. The standalone debt is at INR 1,317 crores, which comprises of INR 109 crores of equipment and term loans, and INR 1209 crores for working capital loans. In Q2 FY25, in our BOT division, the company recorded a gross total collection of INR 316 crores as against INR 297 crores in Q2 FY24, recording a growth of 6%. With this, we now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, and hi. So my first question is that in the first half, we have grown by 7%. But if I see your debt, it has gone up to 2,200 crores, including from subsidiaries. So it's a jump of almost 950 crores. So, and even the working capital seems to be very weak in the first half. So what is happening on this front? Our working capital is substantially increased. Debt has gone up significantly. So how do we look? So what are the key reasons for this? And how do we look for these numbers in coming quarters?
So this is typically as one of the pointers we have given is that working capital on the power sector, which we had won a lot of contracts in 23, have been executed largely in these 2 years, 1.5 years, wherein the working capital cycle in the power sector is longer, elongated. That is the reason these working capital cycle has increased, which has been typically funded both by loans from subsidiaries as well as loan from the working capital lenders. So what we expect is by these projects will come to an end by March to June next year, and there we'll see this numbers going down by 300 to 400 crores at least.
No, sir. I'm just talking about this quarter. So even if I look from March to September, the debt is up by 800 crores. So in 6 months, what has gone up? Because either one thing is that your margins are not coming, so you are supporting the projects. And since the cash flows is a shortfall, so you are supplementing it with increased debt. And that means that this debt will eventually become very sticky and it will not reduce. So this 2,200 crores stays on your balance sheet and you will look forward to only reduce it from the cash flows from the monetization proceeds. So, because this is only 6 months, I mean, not talking about even YOY, 6 months is 800, YOY and 12 months, it's almost 950 crores. So there's not much of a difference. So this ballooning of debt has happened only in the last 6 months.
Yeah, so basically, as I said, there is a large requirement of working capital in the power and power sector and certain receivables in the road sectors where the projects are coming to an end and there are certain receivables which will be received when as soon as the project is handed over totally. Because these are projects coming to an end. So we will see the change. No doubt there is a ramp up in this quarter. But if you also see, as of 30th June, there was a large cash balance which was used for working capital. So if that cash balance would not have been there, and what would have been used for reducing the debt, then this difference should not be that much. If you see, as of 30th June, there is almost a cash balance of 357 crores, which are receivables received at the end of the day, quarter, 30th June. So effective increase in working capital debt between 30th June and 30th September is to be adjusted for almost 300 crores of cash lying in the books as of 30th June.
Okay, so I was just, okay. I'll take it offline. I'm still not able to understand, but I'll take it offline.
Okay.
Because the numbers are somehow not matching. Second question is on the margins. I think in Q4 FY24, you had said that FY23, you had said that the margin pain will continue for two or three quarters, and then every quarter that deadline has been shifting by 2-3 quarters. The only thing which has remained constant is that shifting of quarters by 2-3, and we have already behind schedule by almost, I think, 3-4 quarters, and we're still not able to reach double digit margins. So my question is that why don't we do cost of completion accounting and take the write off on all these projects and move to normalized margin? Because this pain, the guidance is not being met, and every time we are missing it. So when do we get to that double digit number is big question now, because again last quarter we said 2-3 quarters. So now do you think that in Q3 or Q4 we'll be back to double digit margins?
No, I don't think so. We'll be back on double digit margins. It's not due to that we can change the margin. Margins are what have been settled for the past 2-3 years for these projects, and these projects are coming to an end. The new projects, whenever they will take off by probably February or March, the new projects have been which have already come in, which are better margins. So the double digit numbers would be seen only in Q1, Q2, FY26.
So if you think from the original deadline, it's almost move ahead by almost a year. So we expect it now Q2, FY26 that we'll start hitting double digit margins.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, this is the last question. So what was the total order inflow for in the financial year to date in 25?
So,
around 6,000 crores.
Okay. The guidance for the full year, so if you can give some color on full year guidance and how's the bid pipeline looking, so that's my last question.
So bid pipeline is there around 1 lakh crore. Bidding is there from NHI, out of which 65,000 will be participating. There are bids to be opened of around 9,000 crores, which we already bid, and bid opening is yet to balance. And we hope we should pick up around 4,000 to 5,000 crores in balance part of the year.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. My first question is, sir, are we still maintaining our guidance of 10% growth in revenues for the entire fiscal, F25, and EBITDA of 9.5%, or do you think that EBITDA will miss the EBITDA guidance?
So on the execution side, keeping in view the orders which have come in and their expected date of start of activities, we believe that the revenue top line may be flattish for this year. So what we have said thought in the last quarter, as far as EBITDA is concerned, we expect at least it should improve by 0.5% for the next two quarters.
Give a 0.5%. But how is it? 9% is high. 9% for the two
next 8.5, sir.
8.5. The yeah. Number which is achieved in the Q2, same number.
And then Q4. When we start our new orders, that time the revenues will then start looking into that 10 plus numbers.
So given the fact that we have been doing below 10% for a very long time, what makes you confident of getting into double digit? Were the projects which you won earlier, were they fixed price contract? What is different about the new orders?
Yeah, as we have explained in the last couple of quarters, the margins have been lower on the projects which we have won in the last 2.5-3 years post-COVID. So it is that intrinsic part of it. These orders now being coming to an end will change, and we now continue to bid at double-digit margins, 11-12%. So these are for orders which were taken in the past, and the impact of, as they were fixed price contracts, the impact of inflation or increase in prices have had an impact on the margins in the old orders.
My last question on the Jaora Nayagaon and Chennai ORR, are you looking to sell this asset to NIIF where we are right now? Is the earlier agreement null and void?
As far as the NIF SP was concerned, it had a long stop date which has expired quite some time back. So presently it is not on, the SP is not live, but we continue to engage. As far as Chennai Order is concerned, we could consolidate our stakes and we are in the process of structuring the debt on that and then take it to the market for sale. As far as JTC is concerned, we are still awaiting permission from the state government, MSRDC, for transfer of 26% of shares. And in that meanwhile, we will also try to consolidate the balance 26%, which is being held by Macquarie.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Hari Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, madam?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my question is regarding 35% stake buy for 1500 crores, and the total sale consideration we are getting is 2500 crores. Am I right, sir?
Yeah, for the BOT projects, correct.
Yeah. So for 60% we are getting only 1000 crores, or I am wrong on my assumption, sir?
No, these sale of assets are presently only of the 5 BOT projects which SP has been signed. We also have other assets in ACL, which will represent the balance 66% also. So having acquired 34% from SBI Macquarie, post that all the other assets will be part of 100% ownership of ABL. So we have HAM projects, 7 HAM projects under ACL, plus certain shares of Chawra Naigaon, which also is of value to be available to ABL for monetizing.
Okay, sir. And my second question, sir, this land sale by our subsidiary has been recorded in this September quarter account, sir, or is not it included in the books?
Yeah, it has been recorded and it is reflected in the consol numbers, because this land sale was held by the 100% subsidiary of Ashoka Buildcon, VYML Limited. And that's the reason we see the console numbers quite robust.
Okay, it's not shown as other income. It has been shown as regular income.
Yeah, because land purchase sale is part of VHL's business, so it is shown as regular revenue.
Okay, sir. My last question, sir, regarding the end of the year, can you give an estimate of the consolidated debt profile because of the sale? How much are we going to end up the estimate, please, sir?
So by the end of this quarter, by the end of this year, we probably, this 6,800 will be reduced by debt which is already on the 5 BOT projects of 2,400. If that deal happens, that will go down. Certain debt on the HAM projects also will go down, which we intend to sell. So today, difficult to estimate what exactly, but we expect that at least 3,500 crores of debt definitely will go down before March, and then balance will happen in post-March.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead. So your voice is not audible properly.
Yeah, is this better now?
Yeah. Sir.
Yeah, sorry. So on the margins front, just a clarification. So you mentioned the second half margin will be 50 basis point higher than what we have done in the first half. Is that correct?
We expect to do that, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I mean, like, you know, first half is almost like 7.5% to, I mean, like touching like 8% in the second half. That's what we could see. Okay. And then second, on this transaction that we have done, so HAM asset is not part of it. So any color that you can provide, like, you know, anything that is happening on that front?
So we are, as we have stated in the past, and we we are in constant engaging, and we expect that in the next couple of weeks we should be able to sign on the SPA for the HAM projects also.
Okay, so which means basically, I mean, probably in this quarter itself, I mean, that's it.
Yeah. December.
Okay. And then earlier, this couple of the BOT assets that we have done, so there were impairments that was taken. So, I mean, like, you know, can you highlight, like, you know, will this lead to a write back or anything of that front in the coming quarter or anything that you can share that?
So, there will be impairment at ACL level, which will be reversed once these assets are sold off, which is almost at ACL balance sheet of almost 800 crores. And at ABL balance sheet, there could be a reversal of approximately 250 to 300 crores. Post-sale. Hello.
Participants left the queue. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. As I heard correctly, you said that the current order book would be executed in the next, let's say, 3 quarters, and then you would be bidding in for projects which will give you double-digit margin. What projects would that be, sir?
No, no. What we have clarified is that the new projects which we have won, the execution of them will largely start somewhere in the last month of FY25.
Okay.
And then it will be full swing in FY25-26, wherein then we will be in a position to book a double-digit margin.
Okay. All right. So what is the current, how do we see this quarter? I mean, we see that the second quarter was impacted because of several reasons. How should we see third quarter now? How has the execution picked up pace, and fourth quarter you are more positive? So are there green shoots here?
So as we said, probably we will end up this year 25 in a flattish sense. So we'll have a marginal growth in the revenue based on the existing order book, which is getting over a bit of time. So overall, we will do the similar turnover which we did in last year, last half year, H2.
Okay. And what would be the outlook for FY26, sir?
FY26, based on this order book and maybe next order book, we should definitely look at, after getting new orders, to grow by 10 to 15%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So this land sale is reflecting in which line item in the consolidated?
In revenue only, I just tell you. Revenue from operations, so...
So how much is 400, how much 430, how much is that in that?
452.
And you have received the payments, all the payments also against this?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what is this arrangement with the subsidiary, the land debt which has gone up from the subsidiary? If I do the math from presentation debt to the balance sheet debt, there's a difference. So what is that arrangement with the subsidiary?
Debt for us, regarding what?
So this 950 crores difference between the presentation debt of 1317 and the balance sheet debt of 22,250 crores, there's a difference of 950. So which has increased over the year, this number has been increasing, the difference between the two. So what is that?
950 crores is loans issued from the subsidiary.
Yeah, this is for working capital.
Which has been used for working capital.
So instead of banks, you're borrowing it from subsidiary, this 950 crores.
100% subsidiary, like whatever land was monetized, this 430 crores. Most of it was upstream to ABL for ABL's operations.
So now do you think this is the peak that, or with now the growth improving, this is working capital debt of 2,250, including the 950 crore subsidiary debt. So this will keep ballooning from here also as the growth picks up, or this is a peak debt now?
See, from a turnover perspective, it's a peak debt. But from perspective of realization of monetization money and a mix of new HAM projects and BOT projects coming up, we really cannot immediately say what how this will peak out. But I think this should be close to a peak.
But what could be the non-recurring part in this? I mean, because we were under assumption that once you do the BOT deal or HAM deal, there will be some release of cash, which is not
ready. Agreed. There will not be. But this will happen maybe next year, 25-26.
So this will rest at these levels, this 2200 crores will keep sitting now for some quarters before it starts reducing.
Yeah, by Q4 or Q5, sorry, Q1 26, it will start reducing.
So without the repayment, repayment from the monetization proceed. So on an absolute basis, as the margins come back and we generate operating cash flows, this number will start reducing.
Yeah, definitely.
But increasing from here on, you don't see a significant headroom for this to grow from here now.
Don't expect, because they are almost substantial working capital has been provided for the projects, and the projects will now be throwing back the realization of debtors and other WIP, which will then rationalize the working capital.
So was there some impact of delayed connections from the clients which would have impacted or elevated this working capital? Because all the companies have seen that during this quarter there has been delays from release from the government agencies. Maharashtra has been into elections. So will you attribute a part of this increase also to that, or this is the normal business cost increase in the debt?
Largely based on the working capital cycle, of course, partly also on these slight delays in payment being released due to various non-administrative reasons. But the capital cycle typically plays that way. So power projects which have been, which require initial capital for procurement of material and other things, they take up a lot of working capital requirement, because on the purchase side, there's a lot of competition of buying, so you need to pay the vendors.
But so when I look at the cash flows from the standalone side, that actually the increase is coming because of the trade payables going down, so not because of...
That's what I'm saying. We have used that money for reducing the trade payables more, but correspondingly realization has been slower at the from the client side.
But trade payables for what? Like, what kind of trade payables have...
Regular suppliers and vendors for my power and road projects.
Okay, so you've given them advances for securing the equipment.
Yeah. If you see that trade payables have gone into WIP and debtors.
Yeah.
For purchase of materials for my power projects, largely.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, sir, after we've acquired the 34% from SBI Macquarie for 1826 crores, will there still be anything remaining to be paid after that? And when do we expect this acquisition to get completed?
So, and as far as ACL is concerned, after payment of 1526, Ashoka Buildcon will become the 100% owner of ACL. We expect this transaction, the long stop date for this transaction is June 25, and we expect to get that done somewhere in the month of March, April, May 25.
Okay, sir. And sir, for the Jaora Naga and the Chennai overall, any tentative timelines when we might again start to look for monetization of these projects?
I believe this will happen somewhere in 25-26. We'll presently focus on the BOT and HAM projects, which we are already signing off.
Okay, okay, sir. And sir, if you can help me with the total equity requirements for the HAM project, how much have you already infused and now how much do we plan for FY25 and 26?
So the balance equity for our current HAM projects is approximately 100 crores.
Okay, and now how much of this will be infused in H2 then?
This will be totally infused before March.
Okay. And lastly, sir, what is the capex that we did in H1 and how much are we planning for the second half?
So in H1, we did a capex of approximately 33 crores. And in FY2, we may probably do another 35 to 40 crores. H2.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from Mind Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what was the book value of the land that we sold in this quarter?
So, approximately 60 crores. 65 odd crores.
Sorry, I missed. Sorry, I missed the number, sir. How much was it?
Approximately 65 crores.
65 crores?
Yeah.
So, again, 65 crores, we've recorded a revenue of 435 crores, correct?
Yeah, plus other expenses, net, we have recorded a profit of 370 crores.
370 crores, all right. And, sir, after this monetization, what is the land bank that we have remaining, the book value of the land bank that we have?
So, we would have approximately 210 crores of land bank with our subsidiaries. Which will be available for sale and which could have maybe a value 3 to 4 times at least. These are land banks on average hold of 6 to 7 years.
Okay. All right. So, sir, in spite of these 435 crores flowing in this quarter, the consultant has not reduced. And the reason why this was changing to power equity. Is that understanding correct? Once these power projects are over and that stage is over, that should again normalize and start.
Largely, this amount has been utilized for payment of the payables of our power and EPC projects.
Got it. And sir,
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking, sir.
Is this better? Hello?
Yeah, now it's better.
Yeah. So what is the total equity plus loss funding that we've done for the 5 BOT projects that we're going to monetize?
Approximately 2,300.
2,300. Against that, we are getting about 2,500, right? 2,500, 2,600 crores.
Right.
And 1,500 odd crores is what you're going to pay to SBI Macquarie, which is already provided for in the book.
Right.
All right. And, sir, what was the, if you have that number handy, these 5 BOT projects would have contributed to how much PAT for FY23 and 24?
I would not have it offhand.
But were they profit making?
Pardon?
Were they making profit?
So EBITDA definitely would be positive. And most of the projects would be in plus also. Maybe you can take it offline and I could give you that data.
Got it, sir. And so this land parcel that we sold, has this been sold to some related party?
No, it has been sold. We have declared that it has been sold to Microsoft India.
Okay. Well, that's it from mine. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Is there no further questions from the participants? I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. We look forward to your participation in the next quarter call. For any further queries, you may get in touch with SGA, our investor relations advisors, or ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
On behalf of Nirmal Bang Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.